to German. Yes, he's from Germany, but he travels the world. And for me personally, he is a big inspiration in my life, a big inspiration for all of us, I'm sure you will know. He has written amazing books. One of them, which I have right now, it's Living of the Holy Name. So Living the Name. And I really want you all to check this book out. It's on Amazon. And really, really, it has helped in really deepening my connection to Krishna. So I want to say thank you to Maharaj for that. And also for really traveling the world and really helping to start so many kirtan melas up. Through his mercy, even in here in Birmingham, where I am, our 24-hour kirtan has become a global event thanks to Maharaj's mercy. So without further ado, I really want to pass on the mic to His Holiness Sachinanda Swami. Sachinanda Swami ki jai.
Jai, jai.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for your very warm and heartfelt introduction. Jagannath Kirtan, I have sat with you in many kirtans, I do remember, and I'm very honored to join this program organized by His Holiness Lokanath Maharaj. Today we will be doing a mini japa retreat. It is also good for inspiring us to go deeper in our kirtan practice, and we will try to address and solve maybe the biggest problem which those face who sing the holy name or who chant the holy name. There's one big problem, which is the source of all other problems for chanting. It's called inattentiveness. This inattentiveness or inability to concentrate and focus on the holy name is really the source of all the other problems which we face in our lives. If we can be attentive to Krishna, and more so attentive to Krishna in his specific form as the holy name, then we come to a state which we could describe as being above the clouds of Maya. Now we are sometimes under the clouds of Maya, but by chanting the holy name in the service of Krishna, we are piercing through Maya and we enter that divine level of Krishna consciousness, where we are no longer under the clouds, but above the clouds. One Srila Prabhupada was asked, what is the easiest definition of Krishna consciousness? And he said, above the clouds. You are above the clouds of Maya. And this can be obtained. This can be reached. This can be practically realized. If we learn to chant the holy name with absorption. Absorption is most probably the opposite of inattention. In this little japa retreat which I will give you, I will hope to help all of us to cut the root of inattention really at its very beginning, so that we will be very blissful when we chant, very, very, very absorbed. Let us start. Please, all of you who are listening, you may fold your hands and you may chant with me. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve O Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatya De Shatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Shadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Everybody Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Shri Holy Name Ki Jai. The Nectar of Devotion, Srila Prabhupada writes, it is further said in the Padma Purana, there is no difference between the Lord and the Holy Name. As such, the Holy Name is as perfect as the Lord Himself in fullness, purity, and eternity. No difference between the Holy Name and the Lord Himself. Absolutely the same. Whenever you associate with a person for a long, long time, there is a slight difficulty. That is, you become familiar with the person and you stop being aware of his specialness. For instance, we can see in marriage relationships, in the beginning, the partners hold a lot of appreciation for each other in the in their hearts. But then 20 years into the marriage, they are overly familiar and sometimes say words that should not be said. Or, let me give you another example. There may be a household servant who is in the house, and after some time, this servant gets treated in a not appropriate way. Friendships suffer from becoming familiar, and practices, things which you do again and again and yet again, there is something that creeps into your relationship to the practice. You become over familiar and you lose your respect. That means you become a little indifferent. Now, the chanting of the Holy Name is something which most of the participants in this call, most of the devotees do every single day. Some of them have chanted already since 40 or 50 years, others since 30 years or 20 years. And therefore, a certain indifference, a certain laziness, a certain inattention has crept into their practice. And as a result, they have become distant from the holy name. They are no longer as enthusiastic, as prayerfully chanting, as is necessary so that the holy name reveals his full glory. Haridas Thakur mentions that this over-familiarity, which manifests in inattentiveness, takes root in the body, in the mind, and in the heart. When someone who chants since a long time the holy name becomes indifferent and it manifests in the body, he feels lazy. Oh, again I have to sit down and do my japa. No. Or he or she will feel sleepy. Oh, and fall asleep. This is how the over-familiarity or indifference manifests when it comes to the body as laziness and sleepiness. When this indifference or inattentiveness manifests in the mind, it becomes visible as distraction. While the devotee chants, the mind becomes distractive. It thinks either of things in the future, oh, I have to buy this, and I have to buy that, I have to go there. Or the mind becomes distracted to things that lie in the past. Oh, why did he or she say this? Why did this have to happen the way it happened? So when the inattentiveness strikes the heart, then it's really, we are in deep, deep trouble. We become indifferent to the chanting. We don't care any longer. So let us summarize up till now where we are. We have said that although the holy name is Krishna, because we associate on a daily basis with the holy name, many of us suffer from an over-familiarity, yes, which is manifested into a sort of inattentiveness. And when this inattentiveness strikes the physical body, you become lazy to chant, you don't want, or sleepy while you chant. When the inattentiveness gets hold of the mind, at that time you become distracted. And when the inattentiveness keeps hold of the heart, you become indifferent. You don't care any longer. It becomes something you are not at all enthusiastic about. This is a situation which many, many, many devotees face. I have been so fortunate to give holy name retreats all over the world now. I have practically gone to every corner of the world giving these holy name retreats, and I have had the opportunity to ask those who attend the retreats, why have you come here? What is your purpose of attending this retreat? And I always get the answer, Maharaj, my my relationship to the holy name is terrible. Or they say, Maharaj, I'm not able to follow my vows, my initial vows to chant 16 offenseless round each day. And from almost all participants, throughout all the years, the old ones and the young ones, I get the response that they come to the Holy Name retreat with a singular focus to really stop inattentive chanting and offensive chanting and to get a new access to the Holy Name. What is the quickest and fastest way to chant the Holy Name with taste? I will now give you a tried, tested, improved formula. Some of you might like to take a pen and a paper now. I will speak for about 20 minutes. Then I will invite you for a meditation and a short kirtan of the Holy Name. And then I will try to answer any questions which you have. You might like to send your questions to the host of this program, Jagannath Kirtan Prabhu in Birmingham. Please listen now. This indifference, this distractedness, this laziness is our worstest enemy when we want to chant good japa. So, because it is on different levels, this inattentiveness, we have to deal with it on different levels. Is this clear to you? One problem which arises here can't be solved here. You have to go there to solve the problem. So let me first address the problem of laziness or sleepiness, the inattentiveness which manifests on the level of the body. You understand, we will have to work now on three different levels, body, mind, and heart, to overcome inattentiveness. For the body, I wish to give you three very simple procedures. Please do this as you listen to me. The first is posture. Sit straight. Ajay Prabhu from Udaipur. Please sit straight. Dina Kamp, Mataji, please sit straight. Yes. Anadigora Janakadas, Jagannath, Kirtan Prabhu, please all. Posture. We want to drive out laziness from the body. When you do your japa, Prabhupada would always remind us, sit properly. The next is pronunciation. You have to pronounce the body, the Maha Mantra, with your lips in a very clear way. And the last point which you can do with your body is to listen. Let us do this now. I see someone raised his hand to ask a question. Please keep your question for after when I have talked. Yes, I will now give a workshop where you will please just participate. And then afterwards, I will answer your good questions. Okay? So, I will now chant one round like you, where we will do three things. We will sit properly. We will pronounce the mantra very clearly. And we will listen. Three things. Okay, Anadigora, ready? I would chant one mantra alone, and then we would chant for some time together. If you have your bead back, good. If you do not have your bead back, no problem. You can chant without bead back, just the sound. Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaurbhaktavinda. Now everyone, pronounce properly and listen. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Four times more. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Thank you, excellent. This is what you do when you sit down. You sit in a straight position. You pronounce the mantra really clearly, and then you listen. You listen with your ears. And when you do this for some time, your mind will become very pacified, and you will be able to listen more. It is said in the scripture, a falcon is a bird, huh? In training is tied with a rope to a perch where the falcon sits. In the beginning, the falcon will fly everywhere, but after some time it will settle down on the perch and become peaceful. In the same way, someone who chants and he keeps on chanting, will find out that the mind first goes everywhere, like that bird in training. But after some time, by the power of the mantra, by the power of the holy name, the mind will sit with the holy name, be with the holy name, very tight together, very strong together, yes. But this will happen only if you concentrate your mind. The mind can be the worst enemy, but it can also be the best of friends. There is a very nice instruction how you can, concentrate the mind. The first thing is focus on being absolutely present in the here and now. When you chant, do not go from the here and now to the future or to the past. Just stay with what is happening right now. Hare. Then the next thing which happens is Krishna. The next thing, Hare. The next thing, Krishna. So you'll learn to be absolutely present-minded. If you don't learn this, my dear listeners, if you cannot learn to be present in the moment, you will always appear distracted. You will live your life with only half of your strengths. You will really not get everything out of your life. This learning to be fully present is absolutely necessary. And the other, the next thing is, you have to learn just watch one little thing, is when your mind goes, catch it and bring it back to the holy name. This is what Krishna advises in the Bhagavad Gita. He says, yata yata nishalati. From wherever and whenever the mind wanders, one should certainly bring it back. Certainly. It's almost like a little dog, you know. When you have a little dog on a long leash, like they have in Europe. In India, I think they have only short leashes. But in Europe, the newest fashion is to let the dog run on a long leash. So when it runs somewhere and it gets into trouble, you have to immediately bring the dog back so that it is no longer in trouble. You have to put it on the short leash. So in chanting with the mantra, Hare Krishna Ma mantra, whenever you see that the mind gets unconcentrated, bring it back to the sound of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Then the mind will go, oh, I have to soon go to Berlin where there is a holy name event. I will have to drive in 1 hour from here where I'm staying into the public place. I see my mind is thinking like this. So I bring it back. You. No, now it's Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sometimes chanters come to me and say, Maharaj, it's not so easy to control the mind because it, when it runs away, it is away. And I say, you don't know anything. When you see that the mind has run away, that's good. That's the beginning. Because now it is possible for you to capture it. Most of the time, we do not see, we do not notice that the mind has run away. We sit there quite mindless. When we see that the mind has run away, we are in a good position to get it back. Now we can catch it. Now we can control it. Now we can bring it back to the holy name. So these two things, you can do to concentrate your mind. Be present in the present moment to the holy name, chup. And the second is pull it back from wherever it has gone due to its restless nature. And just bring it to the sound of the holy name. And you will see miracles happening. Yesterday we had a nice kirtan event. Today we also have one. It was in a German village. There was a nice house. And it was filled with devotees. We were chanting for a good amount of hours. I think 6 hours altogether. And as we were chanting, I noticed I came to the zone or the state where my mind was not wanting anything else, where my mind was not running to any other place. It was just there to experience this phenomena where the mind is still satisfied, like the bird which sits on the perch. The mind sits with the mantra, yes. Then you notice, wow, I am above the clouds now. I'm no longer under the clouds where I'm disturbed by the rain and the noise of the thunder. I'm above the clouds where I can see the Krishna sun. This happens if you focus your mind on the mantra for an extensive period of time. Then by the mercy of the holy name, your mind is carried to what we could call above the clouds. Who of you has ever gone into and was riding on a train? I think most of us have been on trains. Do you remember when you stand on the platform? Here's the platform. The train is coming. And it stops before the platform. Now, it's your first and foremost duty to get into the train. And then the train will take you. But if you do not get into the train, you remain standing on the platform while the train is somewhere else. This happens to many of us who don't get into the train of the holy name and therefore feel left out from the ecstasy. They feel left out. They feel, we could not make it. This is why concentrating is so important. Concentration does not mean anything else than entering the holy name. That is concentration, entering the holy name. So whenever you find you are distracted, no problem. Now, I want to come to the most important point, the heart. We were dealing with problems in the body, in the mind. Now we will go to the heart of the matter. The heart is, as far as chanting is concerned, the most important item. The heart is the seat of spiritual realization. Without the heart, we cannot make any spiritual progress. See, you have three hearts. The physical heart, boom, 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 which is like the pump. It pumps so many liters of blood each day. Then you have the emotional heart, where you have the emotions of gratitude, love or disappointment, the emotional heart. Then you have a third heart, the spiritual heart, where Krishna is present, where the soul is present as his eternal servant. So chanting should be done with the heart, with a prayerful mood. There's a very nice, meditation which Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives us so that we can bring our heart to act. What is the most important function of the heart? The spiritual heart. I'm asking you. That's a good question, no? Jagannath Kirtan, the most important function of your spiritual heart. Dina Kamataji, the most important function of your spiritual heart. What is it? Ajay from Udaipur, Janakadas, Anani Gur. What is the most important function of the spiritual heart? It is, I see you have raised your hand. That's very good. But please ask your question in a few minutes. I'm almost finished. I want to finish first. And then, here come answers. Connecting to Krishna, that's the most important function of the spiritual heart, says Madhavi. Then Sri Chandika Devi Dasi says, the most important function of the spiritual heart is to be with Krishna. Very good. Here comes another from Jagannath Kirtananda to everyone. Anu, please click the link. What is this? Cry for Krishna. That's the most important function of the spiritual heart. Wonderful answers. Very, very nice. All your answers had to make place for Krishna to live in. Wonderful. Dina Kamva, you have said. Heart to beat for Krishna. Remembrance of Krishna. Wow, you're really a wonderful crowd, my dear devotees. You are enlightened souls. Yes, longing for Krishna. Beat only for Krishna. Wonderful. My God, Krishna Kanhaya Goyal. Yes. From Hare Krishna to everyone, feeling eternal servant of Krishna. That's the most important function of the heart. Cry for Krishna is said in Shikshastakam from Hanisha and Hasini to everyone. Wonderful. Let me say it in... more answers are coming. Let me say it in one word. Relationship. The most important function of your spiritual heart is... to enter into a relationship for Krishna. And there you will then realize your own eternal form. It's called in Sanskrit Swarup. One devotee has said it. Once you make your relationship with Krishna, you are immediately realizing who you are. Yes. Have you ever noticed? In relationship to others, you realize who you are. There's a story from Bengal of two little girls who were found by wolves and who lived with wolves. And as a result of living with the wolves, the two little girls developed wolf's habits. Yes, they were howling like the wolves to the moon. Even they developed fur on their chest, which is untypical for little girls. In the relationship with the wolf, they were becoming wolves. We always become what we are in relationship to others. You have learned English, German, or Hindi. because you were in a relationship with human beings, your parents who spoke in that language to you. You become you by relating to another person. So you will, and that is done in the heart. Relating to Krishna will make you your own you. It will help you to understand your Swarupa, who you are in relationship with Krishna. You will see and feel, I'm a servant of Krishna. And then it will totally occupy your mind. So, I will now help you to do three meditations which will help you to revive your spiritual heart. This is now an exercise. I request you to sit down before your computer. Let us sit tall. Let us breathe. Deep in and out breaths. Sit tall with your spine erect. And continue to breathe consciously in and out. You will see that your mind will become calm and focused. As you feel calmness, think about this truth. I am an atomic part of Krishna. I'm his eternal servant. I have invested for so long in so many relationships. Now I want to think of you, Krishna, your infinite and my only master. I'm here in this world learning, growing to become your eternal servant. And from this place, let us chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody please, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One more time please everybody, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hari Hari Bo. Thank you so much. We have another 15 minutes or so. And I wanted to see that we are now answering the questions which are there. Let me just focus one more time, or focus you one more time. See, all the problems in chanting come from inattentiveness. Inattentiveness again has its origin because we so often chant the holy name that we have become familiar, and this familiarity has influenced our body, our mind, and our heart. In our body we are sometimes lazy and sleepy, in our mind we are distracted, and in our heart we are indifferent, we don't care. So we need to deal with three levels with this familiarity or inattention. On the physical platform we give absolute presence by sitting straight, by pronouncing the mantra, and by hearing the sound vibration. On the mental platform we concentrate, we bring the mind back from wherever it wanders when it's distracted. And on the level of the heart, we chant prayerfully, devotionally, like you all did so wonderfully. This and other more advanced teachings you can find in the book which Jagannath Kirtan introduced. He said the book is called Living the Holy Name. It is not correct, Jagannath Kirtan. It is called The Living Name. So you can order the book wherever you are. It is really something which is presented as a service to the Vaishnavas in our movement, and I think you will get much light from it. Oh yeah. 10 more minutes we have. So please ask your good questions now. How do we do this, Jagannath Kirtan? Should everyone...
If I could just interject, Maharaj, Dinanukampa Dasi.
Yes.
Yes, okay. So the first thing is we have allocated another extra 15 minutes if required, if possible. We have another extra 15 minutes after the 1 hour. What we will do as well is we've asked devotees to just raise their hand and put them in line to ask the question. So that's how we will work the system. Is that fine?
Yes.
Okay. Anadi God Prabhu, you may line them up.
Yes, Madhuri Gopi Mataji can ask.
Hare Krishna, Dandavat Maharaj. It was very nice class, and I, from many years, I have this question that some of the Gurujanas, they say that we should concentrate on each mantra and each word of the mantra. At the same time, it's said that you should be remembering the Krishna's pastimes and various leelas. So how we fit in this both, this is one thing. And is it okay if we do the Manas Puja of your Ishta Devata while chanting? Or is it offensive?
Thank you. This is a wonderful question. See, the answer is that in the school of chanting the holy names, there are different classrooms. There's the first classroom, there's the second classroom, there's the third classroom. They are all correct, what is taught, but there are progressions. A person who has gone to the first class can go to the second class, and that person eventually will go to the third grade, so the third class. So in the beginning, you are advised to only hear the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, etc. Just pronounce the name and then listen to the name. As you evolve from the first level of chanting, the first classroom, other instructions are given to you. Just like in a school, if you evolve from the first level to the second level, there are other instructions, which are various instructions. One instruction would be to think about the meaning of the holy name. That is very often given to us. Like Prabhupada said, the chanting means, Krishna, please engage me in your service. At that moment, you take, so to say, the chanting, and which is like a glass of water, and you infuse it with the meaning. Your chanting becomes prayerful chanting. My dear Lord, please engage me in your service. You know? Then if you progress from there, other things will come to you. You will get a revelation of Krishna's qualities, like he is so merciful. And finally, you will see Krishna in your heart, and you will do what Prabhupada taught us in Geneva, it's in French, it's Geneva is in English, it's part of Switzerland. That you invite Krishna to come in your heart, and then you serve him there. You give him, you bathe his feet with water, and you dry his feet with a towel, like this. So these are various levels. When do you know on which level you are, and what is appropriate for you? I would recommend two things to you. Either you can ask your spiritual master personally, or if this is difficult because he is so busy and it's difficult to write him or to reach him, you can see what happens to you while you chant. When you are a little bit purified, you will think from time to time of Krishna. You will think from time to time of Krishna's pastimes. This is automatically revealed as your heart becomes more pure. Holy name, it has many levels, like any subject. First you learn 2 plus 2 is 4. And finally, the highest degree of mathematics is Krishna and everything is equal to Vrindavan. So many levels.
Thank you so much, Maharaj. Thank you very much. And one more extension to this is, like, if while chanting, if we are nowadays we are not able to go to the temples, so if we are watching the temple darshan, if there is no sound, you have muted the sound and you are seeing the deities and chanting, and that is giving you a lot of ecstasy also, because you are seeing the Lord which you are not able to go there. So is it okay or it's
It is wonderful. It is wonderful. The Prabhupada used to tell his disciples, you should go and sit before the deities and chant. You should address Krishna. My dear Lord Krishna, please engage me in your service. It's wonderful. And this is maybe one of the advantages of the internet. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much.
Who's next? Okay, I have a question that has come to me from YouTube, and it says that it's from Mukunda Madhav Prabhu. He says, due to not proper or less sleep at night, I feel difficulty in my focus while chanting, but because of seva and preaching, we have to go a little late to bed at night. So how could we manage this problem?
When you feel this problem of sleepiness due to less sleep or too little sleep, then there are two ways for you to deal with it. You can walk and go up and down and make some circulation in the body, and then the sleepiness will not come. You know, for sleep to come, you have to ultimately lay down and become passive. So if you do the opposite, walking up and down, or you can do, if you are a male person and a little energetic, you can do a few, you know, sit-ups and a few push-ups, and then the circulation very quickly comes back. But if you for a long time don't sleep enough, I have seen Prabhupada sending devotees to bed. I remember in Sweden, I was in his class and I was dozing off, so I got up and was leaning on the wall, but still I was so tired that I fell asleep even while standing. Then Prabhupada said, tell him he should please go to bed. He should rest. So, you can try various ways to keep you awake, but if you for too long sleep not enough, that's not good for your nerves, And that's not good for anything, and you will not be able to chant. And there's only one solution: sleep enough. Go nicely and early to bed, sleep for your 6 to 7 hours, get up and chant like this.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Who's next?
Ajay Gauranga.
Ajay Gauranga, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. It's so enlightening class, Maharaj. Thank you so much. Maharaj, I have a question. Sometimes so happens when I'm hearing the Mahamantra, I start recalling what I've read or what I've heard in the lectures. Then my mind is not on the hearing of the mantra. So I'm not able to understand, is this right or wrong? I'm recalling what I've read or what I heard from the lecturers. And my mind is not concentrating on the mantra, Hare Krishna, I'm speaking, but my mind is not concentrating on that. So is it right or wrong, Maharaj?
I think it is natural, it's not right and wrong, that when you chant and you come to a Krishna conscious level, where you don't think of your business any longer or your family or anything which is right now up in your life, then it is natural that you think of spiritual things. But ultimately, you have to also go from there. You can say, later I deal with this. What you can do is you can make, for instance, a note that you would like to pursue this subject matter, which you can think. At the same time, as you enter deeper levels of chanting, there will be spiritual remembrances coming. You will see and remember deities in your mind. You will, and this is very much wanted, but what you are describing sounds more as something of a good distraction. A good distraction. But even a good distraction is still a distraction.
Thank you. Next.
Akinchan Bhakta Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. Maharaj, I have a question that sometime it happens that we are unable to complete our 16 rounds, like one or two rounds are left, and we are so tired, it could be due to office or some service, that we think, okay, if I will chant now, it will not be with concentration, so let me do it tomorrow in the morning. So is it fine to chant in the night when we are not attentive, or better if we complete those rounds in the morning, on the next day?
It's a wonderful question. Thank you. And I think it is very relevant to many of us. Prabhupada would say, in exceptions, the rounds can be chanted in the next morning. These are exceptions. So if you come to such an exceptional day that you have done your work, you come home, and you really feel very tired or exhausted from your work, or you feel you are hungry, or you wish to read something, like this, then as an exception, you can do the remaining two rounds the next day. But this should be an exception, not the rule. Why do we chant 16 rounds daily? There is only one reason. We want to show Krishna that we are not indifferent to Him. We want to be present on our vows. We want to be we want to show this really matters to me. It's really important. And when Krishna sees your commitment, then Krishna thinks, oh yes, he is committed to me. I will be committed to him as well. And so with a regular number, we show Lord Krishna that we really care for him, that we are committed in this relationship, that we are every day there. And this is really invoking the mercy and pleasure of the Lord. But again, I must say, there are these exceptional days, and then it is also all right to shift the rounds for tomorrow, because you know I'm so too tired, I'm too exhausted, and everything else. My dear devotees, I can take one more question because I have to leave from here to come to Berlin. I'm living outside of Berlin, and there is a big chanting event. It has been organized, and I must go there. So the last question, Dina Kampa Madhati, please help us to find the last question.
Okay, simple question, but I'm sure many want to know, is what should be the speed of chanting? How many minutes to finish one round of japa?
There is one statement by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur who says 4 rounds can be completed in one prahar. That's 24 minutes. Now, if you divide 24 by 4, you arrive at the number, please, 7, isn't it?
7 fours are 28, so about six and a quarter.
Six times 4 is 24. Yes, good. So normal, a good speed is 6 minutes per round. However, if this is very fast for you and you begin to slur, and you cannot hear, then you need to chant longer. I would say from 6 to 7 minutes, taking this number from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he said we should chant about 6 minutes. So sometimes it's 7 minutes. I chant from 6 to 7 minutes. I sometimes stop myself, and I have this thing, the clock, you know, and then I see, because sometimes I find I'm finishing my rounds in 5 minutes. Then I know, oh, I'm too fast. I'm not counting each bead properly. So then I know I must be more attentive. 6 to 7 minutes is the answer from the Acharya.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. And I cannot let you go. I know you need to go, but we need to thank you. So thank you so, so, so very much for this amazing japa session. It's been heart-touching and enlightening, but you know, let's admit it, we knew it was going to be inspiring. We knew it was going to be heart-touching because you are one of our japa samrats. We hear about your japa retreats all over the world, and personally, my go-to place on Instagram is Sachinandan Swami, because that is where I find my peace at the end of the day. So Maharaj, thank you so, so very much. On behalf of the whole of the World Holy Name Festival Committee, headed by our Kirtan Minister, His Holiness Lokanath Swami, we thank you from the bottom of our hearts for making time out of your busy schedule and coming and spending this time with us. Thank you so much.
I thank you very much, and I wish all the participants a lot of blessings from the Holy Name himself. And this program, the World Holy Name Week, is very, very dear to all of us here in Germany. We do so many kirtans during this time, just even though it is a restricted situation due to COVID-19, we are somehow finding ways to engage in kirtan. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna, Hare Bol.
Hare Krishna, humble obeisances.